community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Backstage at the Latitude Festival Day 2, absolutely beautiful sunshine, and I'm delighted to be joined by Jordan Shearer, who's the lead singer with Neon Waltz. Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Hello there. Now, as we know, the band relatively new, but things are really taking up for you. You're well and truly on the festival merry-go-round at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, we're pretty much doing festivals every weekend for the whole summer, which is brilliant.
Yeah, you did two yesterday, is that right?
Yeah. It was quite stressful. We arrived a bit late for one as well. They had the times. We thought we were on it. We thought we were on an hour after we were actually supposed to be on. And we were kind of going to be late for that as well. Yeah. But they managed to sort of...
Oh, good. I can imagine that actually performing is brilliant and not stressful at all. But obviously, when you're driving around, you don't know where you're going, it can be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, the half an hour performing is probably the least stressful part. But we've got a tour manager as well, so he takes the brunt of the stress.
He takes all the heat, that's good, yeah. Now, this is probably one of the biggest festivals that you played, but of course you played Tea in the Park as well, which is probably your best one. Yeah, it's your local one, isn't it? It's only 12 hours from John O'Groats, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a few that's more local, sort of halfway between.
Yeah.
But, we probably still have to travel more than bands from London to get to Tea in the Park. So, but I suppose it's semi-local for us.
Did you go down well there? Obviously a bit of loyalty being a Scottish band.
Yeah, we did it last year as well, and it was the same thing. I think they always back their own kind of bands as well, you know, which is nice.
Now, we've been playing Barewood Isles a lot on the radio down our way in Essex. You released your debut EP as well, First Light. It was a demo on there. And what was the reaction to that? Because it came out, you're signed to Atlantic now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been really good. We've only had like positive reviews so far. The whole reason for it really was it was to kind of announce that we'd signed to Atlantic, but in a cool way of doing it, rather than having a picture with us with a big check shaking hands.
Yeah.
So we just thought it'd be a really cool thing to do, to just release everything that we'd done in the past year.
Right.
So yeah, it's been a really good reaction.
Reviews have been good, but are the record company happy so far?
Yeah, I believe so. You maybe have to ask them.
Well, they haven't dropped you after one song, which is kind of, these things happen sometimes. Yeah. How is the writing and recording process going for you? Obviously, you're doing a lot of festivals, so it's on hold just for a little while. But are you ready to tip out any more new singles or albums soon?
We've been recording this last few months, sort of a week at a time. So we've got stuff recorded that could well be on the album and could be released as a single in the next few months.
Yeah.
But nothing concrete yet. But it's only really weekends, obviously, festivals, so we're home Monday to Friday, so we have plenty of time to keep writing and stuff. So it's best of both worlds, really.
How is it going? Are you finding it easy? Are the songs just falling out, or is it a bit difficult at the moment?
Well, we've got so many, because all six of us write, so we've got just a whole heap of songs. I suppose it's quite easy when six people can all write good songs. So
someone's going to come up with a great idea. It's much easier doing it on your own.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Okay, well, I'm very glad that you're going to be on the Lake Stage in an hour, because you're tipped for bigger things. I can imagine you're going to be back here another time in another bigger stage, or bigger, hotter stage. So, like I say, thanks very much for the chat. Looking forward to seeing you in about 45 minutes' time.
Nice one, thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.